Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are talking with Ragini Michaels today on compassion and specifically how we can cultivate and experience more compassion in our daily lives, both for loving others and to love ourselves. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Ragini.
Thank you.
So what prevents us from really cultivating compassion?
Honestly, I think it's truly our fear of being open to allowing suffering and pain to unfold.
Yeah,
we have the deepest fear we have is of pain and suffering. Mm-hmm. Loss is pain and suffering. Loss of, anything that you're attached to that mm-hmm. you're going to lose, you fear because it will be painful and it will cause you suffering because you won't understand why you had to lose it, generally speaking.
Right.
And that just indicates a lack of wisdom in how life works.
Right.
So the more that you understand how life works, the better you can deal with your fear of something that is inevitable, because everything that you have will eventually move out of your life, whatever it is, because of change and impermanence. So when you really understand there's nothing you can do about that and that you are subject to pain and suffering like everyone, it really is the beginning of compassion, because you can't really feel compassion for someone else, by definition, be willing to share their pain and suffering if you're afraid of your own pain and suffering. Mm. So it starts back with being able to, yeah. to learn how to be present to your own emotional pain.
Mm-hmm.
And as you learn to do that, and that means being with it, not necessarily running in to heal it or fix it or transcend it, all of which is fine. I'm not saying don't do that. But the other piece that really opens to compassion is being able to be present to it and let it be there and learn from it. What is the wisdom that your pain and your suffering, which is really lack of knowledge about how life works,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's the gift in here for you? And as you get that gift, you become less fearful and more compassionate towards yourself as well as other people.
Right. It's the wisdom of your discontent, which is in Ragini's book, Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. And a lot of these ideas, in some ways that's in the book that I'm reading right now, because mm-hmm. it's just out, are about, in fact, that we actually are running away from pain and suffering. And to the extent that we actually can make our peace with it, mm-hmm. that we'll find more happiness.
Actually, it's very interesting, because the more emphasis there is on building compassion and loving kindness and being positive,
mm-hmm.
it really in some ways forces a lot of people to say, well, I don't want anger, which is the opposite of mm-hmm. compassion, and I don't want meanness, mm-hmm. which is the opposite of loving kindness, and I don't want any negativity, which is the opposite of positive.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, when you make that decision, be it conscious or unconscious, you're setting yourself up for trouble, because life is both.
Right. It's not natural.
No, it's not natural. At this level, what you're going to do is you're going to have to experience all three sets of polar opposites. What life is asking you to do, what wisdom asks you to do, is to change your relationship to that dynamic so mm. that you can be at peace with both your joys and your sorrows
mm.
and understand that everybody is subject to joy and sorrow. You know, to pain and loss and suffering, as well as to joy and gain and pleasure.
So is that the polar pair that's operative in compassion, or what's the polar pair that's operative?
At the emotional level, it's generally anger and compassion.
Hmm.
Because anger is when you really are not willing to share anything with anybody. You're just mad because you aren't getting what you want.
Right.
There's no openness to sharing in anger. There's no willingness to share pain. It actually, in some cases, are now wanting to inflict pain on someone else,
right.
who's betrayed you or hurt you in some way.
Right. So it's kind of interesting, because in some ways what you said is keeping us from cultivating compassion is fear. And it's usually probably some anger masked in that. So in mm-hmm. some ways it's like making your peace with your anger and is that's another way of saying, I think, what you said.
Right, because people get angry. Like, people into manifestation get angry when they can't be positive all the time. And
right.
then they start beating themselves up about
it. Which is not
negative.
Compassionate.
Right, it's not. You know, and if you want to be kind, you start beating yourself up when you have negative thoughts that are mean and unkind. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not compassion either. You want to understand that being a human being entails the painful experience of having both sides of these coins come up in your life. And what we're being asked to do from a spiritual perspective more fully, and it's very practical, mm-hmm. is how do you say yes to both sides of each of those coins?
Right.
How do I say yes to allowing my positivity and my negativity without running away from my negativity and, you know, and denying it, also not giving it my energy so that it grows.
Yeah.
So it's a paradox, which is what my work is all about, helping people understand and then learn how to navigate.
Because they want to be happy. Because yeah. once you're able to navigate that, you'll be happy.
That's right. And once you can allow your unhappiness into your picture of a happy life, you're going to be happier.
So if I were to recap, what you're saying is that really anger is a signal.
It's a signal that you are on the opposite side of compassion.
Right.
And that means you're not really willing to share the pain of another or feel your own pain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you are, then you will most likely move into compassion fairly quickly.
And one of the things that you shared with me is various steps to getting to compassion. Tell the listeners a little bit about how this model works.
If you want to develop compassion, then obviously empathy is the first thing.
Right, and emotional
which is
maturity or maturity, which you said both.
Yeah. Yes. Emotional maturity, some emotional intelligence has to be developed there. Empathy then comes accompanied by kindness mm-hmm. in the way you think and your actions and your words.
It's like an intentional thing, like you
yes.
come from a place of being kind.
It's intentional. And once you really understand that you are in suffering yourself, that you as a human being, when we stop trying to avoid the fact that we're in pain and suffering, that's when compassion starts to come, because it's not your fault you're in pain. Mm-hmm. Right. There is pain is a part of life. Mm-hmm. This is the key fundamental thing. And suffering happens really when we don't understand that and we don't know how to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to see that, you begin to feel compassion for yourself. And then mm-hmm. it's easy to feel compassion for other people because mm-hmm. they're in the same kind of pain you are. You know what the pain is. You're willing to share it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some, you know, we've talked about sympathetic joy, which people hear about, which mm-hmm. is saying, I'm happy because you're happy. In a way, this is like sympathetic pain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in pain because you're in pain. It hurts my heart that your heart is hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's the beginning of empathy and compassion. One of the ways that you work with this too is to notice how we're all the same. Mm-hmm. Start ignoring the differences. Mm-hmm. And there's some things like this, which is a pretty common thing. I don't remember. It's probably Buddhist. I mm-hmm. honestly don't remember. But a little thing that you can do that says, just like me, this person who's in pain and suffering is seeking happiness in his or her life, mm-hmm. which I'm doing too. Just like me, this person is trying to avoid suffering in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the similarities. Just like me, this person has known sadness and loneliness and despair. Just like me, I know mm-hmm. all those things. They're experiencing them too. Just like me, this person is seeking to fill their needs.
Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time. You know, mm-hmm. they're not any different than me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And finally, just like me, this person is here to learn about life. Mm-hmm. Which is what I'm here to learn about. Now, whether you believe that or not is one thing. It's useful. It's a useful attitude. Don't know if
so
it's
these
truthful
are in some
not,
ways but- in a place to getting you from a mindset and in a mindset that you are you can kind of be compassionate.
Yes.
So if you're finding yourself having, like, you know, one of my trigger points is when I see a homeless person and then I get into all this kind of despondent behavior, like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, why is there a homeless person? I feel so sad. Oh my, you know, and I kind of go into this craziness. But in some ways, this is instead of kind of going, I almost go into the too much sympathetic pain. Mm-hmm. But in some ways, this is actually could be used in both directions if you can't feel it or if you feel it too much.
Well, some of that is, you know, oh, why is this way and that
yeah.
way? You're trying to understand something that simply is the way life is and you
yeah.
can't understand it. That search for the why oftentimes is what keeps you from being able to share in the suffering because you're in your mind.
Right.
You're trying to figure out something with your mind. Nothing wrong with it, but
right.
it keeps you from oftentimes from being in your heart and just feeling the pain.
Right.
Right. And so in a way, it may not keep you from empathizing. Well, it will keep you because
Because you're in your head. So like when you see the person begging in front of the store to get some food, you're kind of in your head like, why is this happening? What's wrong with this political system that we have this on the street? You're right. Not helpful.
Right. Or what's wrong with this person?
Yeah.
Or that wouldn't happen to me. Or why don't they get a job? All these things you hear going through your mind.
Right.
Don't be upset when you have those thoughts. Just turn it around and say to yourself, that person is just like me.
Yeah. So if you say, just like me, this person is seeking happiness and in his or her life. Just like me, this person is trying to avoid suffering in his or her life. Just like me, this person has known sadness, loneliness, and despair. Just like me, this person is seeking to fill his or her needs. Just like me, this person is learning about life. And it kind of brings you in a different place, doesn't it?
And as you say each of those, if you take a moment and feel it inside of you, mm-hmm. the place where you were seeking happiness, mm-hmm. and maybe you didn't find it, mm-hmm. you know, the pain of trying to avoid suffering and failing because it does come, you know, the pain of sadness and loneliness and despair, and the pain of seeking to have your needs met and not having that met, mm-hmm. be met. Mm-hmm. So we all have the same kind of pain and suffering. So, but you can't really develop compassion or the preceding empathy or the emotional maturity, right, if you're unwilling to feel your own pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that generally is stopped by our fear,
mm-hmm.
you know, and our very natural withdrawal from pain.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing to beat yourself up about. It's just something to learn about, develop an awareness, a consciousness of being able to do it. And for most of us, we do have to cultivate compassion, but I do remind you that emotional maturity comes first, emotional mm-hmm. intelligence, then empathy, and then compassion.
Right.
Because the last step here that we're talking about is then building the desire to alleviate the suffering, mm-hmm. if only as in the Buddhist meditations, which says, may all beings be free of suffering. If you mm-hmm. said that at the end of every morning or every evening, may all beings be free of suffering, you're definitely trying to cultivate in yourself the desire to alleviate this suffering that not only is breaking your heart, but everyone else's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, and also it brings the anger, you know, mm-hmm. when you look at how much pain and suffering there is, anger. I mean, I've been angry at God practically my whole life for the ridiculousness of this entire scenario called life, you know, human life. I mean, how absurd, how utterly absurd. Anger, yeah. anger, you know, demanding that it be different and saying this is the stupidest organization of life. It's the dumbest system I've ever seen.
Right.
Having to have opposites like this and saying you have to suffer. And yet, and my suffering was great, I might add, because until I understood that was the way it was, that was nature and why it worked that way, you know, and the joy and the happiness that could come from relaxing into that and finding a way to live with it, mm-hmm. which was not the way I was taught.
Mm.
And it's not the natural way that arises in us as animals. Right?
Which is a perfect segue to Ragini Michael's book. Unflappable, 6 steps to staying happy, centered, and peaceful no matter what, where she goes and it describes this a lot. So if you're kind of, if we've piqued your curiosity about this idea, then get the book because it goes into a lot more details and I think provides a really good explanation and kind of calming that part of your mind and emotions that has maybe having a hard time grasping because it's mm-hmm. a hard thing. The thing that you're talking about is easy to say, hard to do.
It's easy to say and it's hard to do because your unconscious mind doesn't understand what we're talking about. So even if you understand it consciously, there's an element of education that needs to occur for your unconscious process, which is what my book and my work
right,
is actually about.
It gives you
6 steps
to actually get both your conscious and unconscious
right.
kind of playing together nicely.
Playing together nicely, yes.
All right, if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then go to fireitupwithcj.com and you can find more shows like this about making a happy you and a happy planet and also get a free weekly subscription to the show. And Ragini, your website?
www.raginimichaels.com. That's R-A-G-I-N-I. Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S.
Next up, real life scenarios and how you can cultivate compassion.